This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville. I'm speaking to Ronnie Watt, Specialist Researcher of South African Studio Pottery and Studio Ceramic Art, visiting from Vancouver. We're going to talk about the Ian Glennie exhibition titled The Life and Legacy of Studio Pottery. It's an exhibition at Ristin Frieda and the Clay Museum. Ronnie, I think the best thing to do is to start off with your definition of studio pottery.
Studio pottery was practiced by individuals having a very small studio. And that is important to differentiate it from production pottery, which would be a semi-industrial concern, where there would be ranges of stereotypical wares that we would produce, whereas studio potters, working by themselves, develop their own style over a period of time, which of course would have changed over time as well. So it's a dedicated one-man concern where they would exercise their initiative and their artistic and creativity.
But of course there would be influences, people that he has been influenced by, and I presume people he has influenced.
Ian Glennie was definitely influenced, especially by the Chinese, the Japanese, and the Korean folk pottery of the previous century. And even though he didn't visit Japan or the Far East himself, he gained all those insights from the books and magazines that he could get hold of. But at the same time, there was also some influence from the Anglo-Oriental side, meaning from the English country pottery influence, and that was all absorbed into his works. But important is that Glennie and the other studio potters didn't copy what they saw. They reinterpreted it and presented a new style of aesthetics and ethics in the work that they produced. So it was homegrown, but with substantial influences from outside.
Also, what I found interesting about the talk you gave the other day was your distinction between object and subject.
This is so important for me, that anybody who owns a piece of studio pottery, that is not an object. It's not something purely for display. Yes, of course you would want to display. It's not a thing. It has thingness about it. So that piece of studio pottery has a story to it. Not only how was it made or why was it made, but it takes into consideration all the other factors that influenced the making of it, the influences, the thinking of a studio potter, how it would be received by people who would be buying it. And at the same time, how do we look back at those pieces, say, from 20, 30, 40, or 50 years ago? So there's a life story to any piece of studio pottery.
And what's particularly important about this collection is that it was owned by him and his family. So what we are seeing is a very personal collection. And just one or two sentences on that.
Yes. Ian, over the lifespan of his career, selected pieces with special meaning or value, and he kept them aside. And those were hidden away. Very, very few people ever got to see his own collection of his own works. And after his death last year, in 2023, the family then rediscovered that collection.
So this is a very unique and special opportunity, not only to see the work of Ian Glennie, but also to acquire them. And another very good reason for going to the Ristin Frieda and Clay Museum is that there are four other exhibitions, one by Garth Meyer in The Cube, then Annelie Janssen van Rensburg, Barry van der Feestdazen are exhibiting in the Ristin Frieda Gallery, plus there's a very special exhibition also called Art Social. We've been speaking to Ronnie Watt, specialist researcher, and thank you very much for being on Sanlam Arts Roundup, telling us the what, the why, and the where of the visual art scene. And if you want to get more information, pick up a copy of the Art, Craft, and Museums map, or go to mapmyway.co.za. This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville, or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za. Susa Kifete, Make Way So I May Pass, in Sesotho. An invitation to make way for an imagined passerby wrapped in a richly decorated heritage blanket is the title for the new exhibition presented by the Sanlam Art Gallery. A selection of 50 traditional and contemporary design blankets will be on view at the gallery from 20 March to 14 June. Open Monday to Friday. Call 021-947-3359 or email sanlamart@sanlam.co.za.